In June, a timely broadcast, Sharon Carleton presented a special science show about Christmas Island, well known for refugees, but more so in some quarters for wildlife. This is what happened next. Sharon.
In June, we looked at the struggling biodiversity on Christmas Island, its crabs and yellow crazy ants, the decreasing number of Abbott's booby birds, and the tiny pipistrelle bat, which is probably extinct. There's a battle between phosphate mining and the environment. Professor Bob Beaton headed the expert working group set up by Environment Minister Peter Garrett to report on the island.
In ecology, people talk about keystone species and, you know, they're species that organise an ecosystem. Those things are maddeningly hard to demonstrate in most ecosystems, but you go to Christmas Island and here it is, right in your face. So as an ecologist, that is just mind-bending. A species of crab running the system, and then that species of crab under threat, and you can walk 20 metres, crab, no crab, you can just see the difference. That, in ecological terms, is remarkable.
For much of this year, Minister Garrett has had before him a proposal from the Christmas Island Phosphate Company for 8 new mining leases, which would have meant clearing another 250 hectares. In early July, just before the election was announced, the minister rejected the proposal because, as he said, the likely economic and social benefits of expanding the mining simply do not outweigh the significant impact of these activities on the environment, threatened species and their habitat. The Christmas Island Shire President, Gordon Thompson, told me that as far as protecting the environment was concerned, mission accomplished. Now, he said, it's up to the new government to make sure resources are found to assist Christmas Island's transition from a mining economy to one founded on tourism, education and scientific research.
Sharon Carleton.